You know, I listen to a lot of podcasters, a lot of speakers. And I was thinking about a court case with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I didn't even know who Johnny Depp was to that court case. I didn't watch any of his movies. I didn't like his character, you know. The characters he played, I never knew his name, just the way he was dressed and stuff. I didn't like him. But anyway, I listened to that court case, a little bit of it, and Amber was so dumb. I'm wondering how in the world she could memorize her lines. How could she even be in that position? I thought about something that Zeph Daniel said in his podcast, and he said it a few times. These leaders are just dumb. They just go with the herd mentality. That's why when Dr. Fake and Dr. Fake was contradicting himself, you better wear a mask. No, you better not wear a mask. You better wear two masks. It's like these kind of people are herd mentality. They'll just believe anything out across the pipe. And not only are they dumb, but the leaders are dumb. They're just dumb. No common sense. And they get promised to be in this position of power. And so they sell their soul for money to be in power. And they'll tell them stuff like, well, why don't you take the position? Because if it was them, they would throw you under the bus. They would throw you under the bus, so why don't you just throw them under the bus? You know, stuff like that. And so it boggles the mind of what we're really in. We're surrounded by leadership and people that are just compromise truth for money. It's the whole system. And like I said in an earlier video, the whole system is a lying system. It's all lies. And so Jesus came unto his own received him not. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He came down here in this dark lying system. The devil's a liar, and all his minions are liars. So he came down here in this lying system and spoke the truth. And what did they want to do? Kill him. What's going to happen in your life as you leave Babylon, as you step out of Babylon, you start to get healthy, wealthy, and wise, you know, body, soul, spirit. And I'm not talking about wealthy, necessarily money, but you just start to manage your stuff better and what you say and what you think upon. You hang out only, you only talk to people that make sense, you know. Once you see how this place really is just based on lies, then they start to persecute you. Because you see, you're escaping it. Look, just like the movie The Matrix, Morpheus said they're so tied to the system, the very system you're trying to rescue them from, they don't want to be unplugged, and so they're going to attack you. That's exactly what's happening. Growing up, I was not around any healthy situations at all. Nobody around me was teaching me the right way, or, you know, when I was a kid, nobody told me what was right. The only person was my grandmother. The only person in my family that pretty much said, you better read your Bible. But other than that, she didn't say much, but she did say a few things, but there was nobody else to teach. And the ones that were there trying, they would block you from seeing them. Like if you had saved members in your family, they would block you from going to see them. They only wanted you around unhealthy people. And so all you saw was unhealthy. Giving marijuana to a dog, drinking, drugging, partying, acting crazy, fighting in the front yard. All you saw was crazy growing up. And if all you saw was crazy, and that's all you knew, then you go to college and they're acting crazy. Everybody's drinking and partying and all that, wanting you to go with them. And then you get married and you got somebody who's, it's all about me, me, me. They want what they want. They don't care about what God wants or what you want. It's all about what they want, selfish. And so my point is, it's like, and then you go to a church and the church is trying to turn you into a workaholic. You go to work all week and then they say, you better not miss a day. So the church is turned into a works-based salvation. So you're being brainwashed most of your life. And then every phone call that you take and talk to people, it's all negative and fear and worry and doubt and all that stuff. And so then when you finally wake up, it takes you about half your life or most of your life. And then you start saying, wait a minute, why am I talking to this unhealthy person? Doesn't matter if it's a friend, family, blood, neighbor, coworker, whatever. Why am I even associating with this unhealthy verbiage out of their mouth? So then when you start to separate from each one, they all fall by the wayside. You start to separate and you say, wow, is this what life is? Very peaceful. No drama. This is what life is supposed to be. No mind games. I mean, they will try to put you under some kind of guilt, shame, condemnation, whether it's in church, whether it's a wife, whether it's a friend, a family, or why didn't you do this? Brother, sister, whatever. Why didn't you? You got to do this. Where's that written? You're supposed to be doing this. Where's that written? You don't believe your Bible. So what do you? Where in society does it tell me that I need to be doing something for you or helping you do this or do that or whatever? But you're never there for me. And where is it a written law? What's the Bible verse? Where's the Bible verse? They want to put you back under law and don't even believe the Bible. Never cracked it open, but to want you put you under some kind of rule base like their God. Seriously. Well, you got to do this. Based on what? Some culture program? What are you talking about? I got to do that. I ain't got to do nothing but do what God says. You need to go here. You need to do this. You need to do this. Why are you trying to tell me what to do? I tell you what to do? Do I tell you how to live? No. Why do you think you can tell me how to live? That happened. Aunts, uncles, people you work with. You need to go on vacation over here. You need to do this. Why? Do you really think I'm going to follow you? Do I follow anybody? No. I only try to follow Jesus. Do the best I can. I don't follow anybody but Jesus. But they think that you're going to follow them. That's sick. They want you to have an idol. And if you really break it down, you really look at it to the nth degree. Whether it's a mother-in-law, whether it's a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, you need to do this. Who are you? Do I tell you how to live? Am I telling you what to do? Why are you telling me what to do? I'm my own man. I went to college. Did you go to college? No, you didn't. So why do you think you can tell me what to do? I mean, you know, I had a brother-in-law trying to tell me what to do. Uneducated brother-in-law trying to tell me what to do. Long time ago. I mean, many years ago. I thought, man, you don't even know who I am, man. You don't even know me. You don't know the struggles and the battles I've overcome. You don't know what I've overcome. And you're up under your mama's shirt tail and you think You think you got something to tell me? I don't think so. But they compromise. They compromise truth for lies. They compromise truth for money. They compromise truth for Babylon. They compromise truth for the hive mind, for image and outward show. They compromise the truth for outward show. Now, nobody's perfect, but you can see the way they talk and the way they act that they it's built into them to compromise. And if you try to have a conversation with them with verses in context, the ones who do believe the Bible, but take it out of context, you try to put it in context, they can't even hear what you're saying. They just want to fight. They don't want to admit you might know more than them. You listen to them and you say, you know, that sounds good, but you forgot about this verse or you forgot about this. Yeah, I spent every waking hour studying this Bible and you forgot this. They don't like when you know something they don't know. It's not a competition, but we should all be wanting the truth. Not our own understanding, but the absolute truth. It doesn't matter if the truth cuts you to the core. You want to get cut back to the truth and turned back to the truth. So this whole experience down here has been a battle for a lifelong battle of people around you wanting to indoctrinating you into lies, indoctrinating you into their will, their theology, and the stuff that they say don't even make sense. It's really a trip. Let me put this on pause. I got the music. I had to go in a store and I probably had the music playing. I'll probably get a copyright on that. Anyway, wouldn't that be something? I spent all this time recording a message and I get a copyright. But I'm uploading it to my website anyway. I don't even like YouTube. I'm looking for some other site to upload the videos, but I'm definitely gonna keep my own websites if I have to work three jobs to do it, because the truth needs to go out. And that's the only reason we're here. Think about it. The only reason we're here. I go in there into that world, and even the music. It's all indoctrination into lies and self-worship and worshiping Mother Earth and worshiping the human instead of God. It's all lies, people. The whole system, from head to toe, the whole system's a nothing but lie. It's a lying system. And I hope you wake up to it one day. But I'm telling you, once you wake up to it and you start to get healthy and separate from the lies and the games and the narcissists and the Jezebels and the psychopath and Delilahs, once you start to separate and realize these people never loved you, they don't even know what love is, they don't care about you, and most of the people you were raised around never even knew you because you're not from here. They never knew you, they never liked you, and they were only, I don't even know why they even talked to you. You're in a different world. You're in a why does the unsaved even waste their time talking to you? Because they want something. They're vampiring. Or they're trying to put a curse on you or something. They have a script. It's all scripted. That's what I wanted to talk about. I have a lot of data points from life. And one of the biggest data points, I picked this rideshare ride up. Took the guy. He was working with the local TV show, and so he was a cameraman. He was in training. He did it part time. He was in training. He was a cameraman, and I was asking him about it. I said, you know, I've been studying the whole system for a while, meditating on it. I said, these newscasters, they're actors, right? He said, well, I didn't want to believe it, but at first, he said, but there was this news show on somebody dying or a bunch of kids got killed or something, or something really tragic happened. He said, so I was in there And this girl reached, the newscaster, she reached in her bag and got some saline solution or tears or whatever. And she made a joke saying, I got to get ready for this one. And made a joke. And he realized that her crying on the TV show, on the TV newscast, was all fake. And then after it was over, she said, how'd I do? It was all fake cries. She was faking it. She put artificial tears in her eye right before the TV show started. It was all fake tears, and it was a major tragedy too. It was all fake. They're actors, and these are the kind of people I'm talking about. They compromise for position, power, money, whatever, and they don't care. They're actors. And if they're doing it to a local TV show, you know they're doing it in the military, they're doing it in the hospitals, they're doing it in the doctor's office. It's all acting. It's all acting. I found out yesterday that Berkeley University and the Army worked together to create a database called Postgres. Now, think about that. And we found out that CIA or FBI or somebody was with Twitter. So the military has infiltrated all the corporations. The databases, all the high-tech stuff, the military is a part of it. The Army. DARPA. I found out something about DARPA. DARPA's doing some pure evil stuff. DARPA is just pure evil. Anyway, the USA, everybody's worried about the currency crash, and they already have a plan, trust me. They're so far advanced. I mean, if you read the Postgres article, and these people at Berkeley University and stuff like that, they're so far, they already see them. They're conning you. Everything is a lie. They already have a solution. They are the ones that created the crash. They did it on purpose.
Chicken cube plate with baked beans and collards and a regular chicken cube plate with baked beans and collards and one peach cobbler.
They all are working together. The stock market is controlled. It's all the news, all the football games are rigged, all the basketball games are rigged, all the media is rigged. It's all one big joke. Think about it. So this local TV show, I mean TV broadcast, is owned by some bigwig somewhere, and they have to talk about what they tell them. They're not really newscasters. They're not really reporters. They're just parrots. They're not going out and reporting what's happening in the community. They're just a parrot of what has been piped down to them. It's a hive. It's a hive mind. These people are sold out to the devil, sold to lies. I could go on and on and on. You know YouTube is part of it. You know Facebook's part of it. You know Elon's a part of it. They're all working together. They might be separate, but when it comes down to it, they call Elon up and say, hey, I'm going to withdraw all my investments if you don't do this. As soon as one of the big guys withdraws all their money and his stock starts to go down, everybody else will start withdrawing, and they know it. It's all a setup. All these nations, they know it's all lies. They're lying to each other. They're all lying. There's one guy that graduated from one military school, and he was out in front of me. He was talking about how he was head of the CIA or something. He says, yeah, we learned how to lie or something. And all the people in the audience were clapping and thought that was the greatest thing ever. Thank you. A Republican guy. A Republican guy. And all his military graduates that were listening to him speak, they thought it was great that he knows how to tell a big lie. I don't care if they're Jesuits. I don't care if they're Freemasons. I don't care if they're secret societies. I don't care if they're fraternities, sororities. They're all taught how to tell a big fat lie, just like a salesman who wants to sell you something. Just like a narcissist who wants to be tied to you and steal, kill, and destroy and mess with you. They're all master deceivers, and they make the actors and the actresses look like a joke, because all they're doing, all the actors and the actresses, they just say cut and then they act. But these narcissists and these actors, they're just that way all the time. You're surrounded by them. And so when you start to get away from it, they know you're leaving. Something in the air, something in your spirit, they know you have withdrawn from the system. You don't even have to, yeah, you go to work and you pay your bills, but you've withdrawn from their lies. You don't believe none of their lies anymore. And so they know it. And so what happens is you get persecuted because they want to force everybody to believe and go along with the lies. Because the lies in the devil system, what keeps the money flowing, because it's a dead system. It's a debt money system. So it reboots every 10 years, crash and burn, and it reboots. They already have the reboot. They already have the next reboot. They already know. They reboot the system every 10 years. So the currency issue is not even a problem. They already have it planned out. One day God will stop it, but right now it just keeps repeating. Every 8 to 10 years, they keep resetting the system with lies.